Ninth grade biology. Readings for Wednesday, April 29th. Chapter 17, pages 346 to 348. Page 346. Modern classification. Biologists continue to develop taxonomies to organize life's enormous diversity. They regularly revise the many branches of the tree of life to reflect current hypotheses of the evolutionary relationships between groups. They have even revised the largest and most fundamental categories of the lineal-inspired classification system, domains and kingdoms. The tree of life. Looking at the cells of any organism under a microscope, biologists can easily identify one of two fundamental types of cells. On this basis, biologists may divide all life into two large groups. One of these groups consists of eukaryotes, or organisms whose cells possess a membrane-enclosed nucleus, and many other cell organelles. Eukaryotes include organisms such as pangolins, people, and amoebas. The second group consists of prokaryotes. Prokaryotic cells are smaller than eukaryotic cells and have neither a nucleus nor membrane-enclosed organelles. Prokaryotes include bacteria. Revising the tree. Although the differences between eukaryotes and prokaryotes are obvious, systematists cannot assume that all organisms in one of these groups are equally related. A systematist can draw inferences about evolutionary relationships only by identifying homologous features. Because all members of one of these groups have few other physical traits in common, it is difficult to make comparisons between them. However, eukaryotes and prokaryotes do contain homologous macromolecules, such as proteins and RNAs used for storing and translating genetic information. When methods became available to compare such macromolecules, biologists began to use macromolecules in phylogenetic analyses. Such analyses led molecular microbiologist Carl Woese of the University of Illinois to propose a major revision of the system that had classified Earth's diversity into six kingdoms. In 1977, Woese began comparing ribosomal RNA, which is small r RNA, sequences from many different organisms, and then grouping these organisms according to their similarities. All of today's living organisms, even prokaryotes, have ribosomes. Furthermore, the nucleotide sequences of the genes that encode ribosomal RNA seem to have changed little throughout most of evolutionary history. Thus, ribosomal RNA genes are uniquely useful for studying the most basic evolutionary relationships between Earth's diverse organisms. Page 347. Three domains of life. Phylogenetic analyses of ribosomal RNA genes gave scientists new insights about the relationships between major groups and suggested a new tree of life. Three of the most important insights were as follows. Number one, the data are consistent with the hypothesis that all living organisms inherited their ribosomal RNA genes from an ancient organism or form of life. Scientists referred to this unknown ancestor as the last universal common ancestor. Number two, at the broadest level, all living things seem to be related by ancestry to one of three major lineages or domains. The three domains are named bacteria, archaea, and eukarya. Most of the organisms that we are familiar with, such as plants and animals, belong to just one of the domains, eukarya. Figure 17-8 shows a phylogenetic diagram for the three domains. Number three, the most surprising insights were those related to the domain archaea. The species in this domain were identified and studied more recently than those in the other two domains. At first, the archaea were classified as bacteria. However, scientists have found that archaea differ greatly from bacteria in many important ways. More recently, scientists hypothesized that modern archaea descended from a unique kind of prokaryotes that existed early in Earth's history. Domain bacteria. The domain bacteria is made up of small, single-celled prokaryotic organisms that usually have a cell wall and reproduce by cellular fission. Each bacterium has a cell wall, a plasma membrane, a cytoplasm that lacks complex organelles, and at least one circular chromosome. Bacteria do not have a membrane-bound DNA and thus lack a true nucleus. Most bacteria are small. Many are just 2 microns long. By comparison, human cells can be 6 microns long or more. The oldest known fossils of cells appear to be bacterial cells. Domain archaea. The second domain also consists of prokaryotes and is named archaea. The archaea have distinctive cell membranes and other unique biochemical and genetic properties. Some archaeal species are autotrophic and are able to produce food by chemosynthesis. Some species produce flammable gases, such as methane, as waste products. Many archaeal species inhabit harsh environments, such as sulfurous hot springs, deep sea thermal vents, salty lakes, wastewater from mining, and the intestines of some animals. Page 348. Because of the unique adaptations of the archaea, scientists think that archaea were among the earliest organisms on Earth. Furthermore, scientists think that archaea and bacteria have co-evolved during Earth's history, meaning that the cells have interacted closely within environments and that the cells could have exchanged nutrients and genetic material. These possibilities, along with biochemical evidence, have led to the theory of endosymbiosis, which holds that eukaryotic cells arose when ancient prokaryotic cells began to live together as one cell. Domain eukarya. The most familiar groups of organisms are members of the domain eukarya, which consists of eukaryotic organisms. The cells of these organisms are large and have a true nucleus and complex cellular organelles. The domain eukarya includes plants, animals, fungi, and a variety of single-celled organisms.